You're listening to SBS News.
It's being described as a war on football, and supporters have mobilised quickly in response to the newly proposed competition that would rival the UEFA Champions League. Fans protested at various grounds, including Anfield and Old Trafford. England's Big Six clubs, Manchester United, Liverpool, Manchester City, Chelsea, Arsenal and Tottenham, as well as Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, Juventus, Inter Milan and AC Milan, have been dubbed the Dirty Dozen by the president of European football's governing body, Alexander Čeferin.
This idea is a spit in the face of all football lovers and our society as well. So we will not allow them to take it away from us.
But Real Madrid's Florentino Perez, who is the chairman of the proposed closed European Super League, says the sport's future is at stake.
What we want to do is save football so that it can live peacefully for the next 20 years, without stress and without having to say 200 million euros have been lost. The situation, I tell you, is very dramatic.
UEFA says participating players will be banned from competing at the World Cup and European Championships. The British government has vowed to support sanctions against the Premier League's so-called Big Six if they take part in the proposed competition. Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport, Oliver Dowden.
The football authorities have robust rules in place to deal with this, and I know from my conversations with them today that they are rightly considering a wide range of sanctions and measures to stop this move in its tracks. My message to them was clear. They have our full backing.
Liverpool were met with a range of protests as they arrived for their Premier League match against Leeds this morning. Liverpool midfielder James Milner is against the proposal.
Players obviously have no say, so obviously the welcome we got to the ground tonight was felt a bit unjust, obviously, because we're here to play football and no control of it. But, for us, we just need to get on the field and try to finish the season strong.
UEFA has confirmed the Champions League will be expanded from 32 to 36 teams from 2024. That plan was backed by the 12 rogue clubs, who could be sanctioned in the coming days.